I wish I could like go to heaven and ask God how much money I spent on Kim Kardashian Hollywood, because I'm afraid of how much it would be. The balance
Oh
sheet,
no.
I think it's up there, honestly,
Rebecca, you
based on
don't
how
have
much I
to go to
spent.
God. You can go to Wells Fargo and they'll tell you.
Yeah, you're right.
Go to the App
You're
Store.
right.
Welcome to another episode of the Personality Hires Podcast, your favorite coworker's favorite podcast. We're a group of former coworkers who used to work together once upon a time ago, and then the show we all worked on ended. Wah, wah. But now we reconvene once a week to gab, giggle, and gossip. I'm Abby, and I'm joined by Jackson.
Arigato gozaimasu.
I'm joined by Rebecca.
Konnichiwa.
And I'm joined by Mikey. I'm nervous about this one.
Come back to me.
Mikey's like, I've got to pull up Google Translate. And if you're wondering why we're all sounding very un-American right now, it's because Jackson,
what?
our resident Asian, went to the place that I swear every man between the ages of 25 and 40 wants to go these days. And that's none other than Buc-ee's. No, I'm just kidding. He went to Japan.
Can we say how full circle this is? Our seventh episode, we discussed how badly me and Jackson want to go to Japan. They say it's a man thing. You made it, man. You've really made it.
I did the thing that all the people are talking about.
On my Bumble, back when I was on the dating apps, I had a prompt that said, if you could travel anywhere, where would you want to go? And literally 9 out of 10 guys, they were all saying Japan. And it's not that Japan's not a great country. I just found it crazy that literally every man I spoke to wanted to go to Japan. And I'm like, what's the appeal? Why does everybody want to go there? And why does it feel like it's just become like a fad in the last year?
I feel like I've seen a lot of stuff about people wanting to go to Japan, but like a lot more lately. And I can't tell if that's actually the trend that's going on or if it's just the fact that I was going to Japan. So my algorithm was just like feeding me stuff, you know?
I feel like Japan has always been a big tourist destination for men, men of a certain type, perhaps, men of a certain caliber and stereotype. But very recently,
what is that supposed to mean, Rebecca? That's not, you can't just say stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
What stereotype do we fall into?
Essentially, I can say this because it's basically the male version of me, weeaboos who like love anime and manga and want you to go in the basement of the manga store to buy them their special edition of whatever they're reading. Like that kind of thing.
I thought you were saying like all guys like Asian girls. That's what you were making us. We like to go to Japan.
It sounded
to find
a little
Asian
fetishy.
Because
no.
I'm not going to lie. That was my impression is when every guy was like, I want to go to Japan, it started to feel a little bit like you want to go because you have some kind of fetish.
Now, not fetishy of women, fetishy of cartoon characters, which is normal in my book. But no, what is weird now is that it's the number one couples trip. And that's not weird, but it's suddenly every couple I know has been to Japan. And I'm so jealous. And I'm wondering why it's suddenly the number one couples trip.
Well, to be fair, after having been to Japan, it is a traveling country that is meant for two people, four max. A lot of the places that you go to are really small, especially restaurants. And so if you walk into a place and there's only 10 seats total in the entire place, if you've got a party of six, probably not going to happen, you know? So it makes sense for couples, honestly.
Is everything smaller?
Careful.
Come back to me.
Is it a particularly romantic country? Because when I think of Japan, I think stereotypically, I think like Tokyo. I think Tokyo, so I think like Japanese Times Square.
Yes. I mean, I wouldn't call it necessarily romantic. It's not like here in Paris or Rome, which sort of have a little bit more of a romantic connotation. But I think it's just it's a great place that everybody should try to make an effort to go to. Even me being someone who I've told you guys time and time again of someone who hates to travel and likes to be at home, I was genuinely surprised at how much I enjoyed my time there. And so I was there for the last 7 days or so. I got back over the weekend, and I am still horrifically jet lagged. It's a 13-hour difference, so it's basically completely opposite of here. Getting there, honestly, not too bad, but I've been feeling it really bad the last couple days, so bear with me if I'm not making any sense, because I got like 3 hours of sleep last night. And I don't want to bore you guys with talking through every little thing that I did while I was there. So instead, I thought it'd be better to sort of give you a taste of things that I did in the form of gifts that I got you.
What? A taste of Japan.
A taste of Japan. I figured I would just sort of go down the list of a bunch of stuff that I brought back. My fiance and I literally brought a second empty suitcase because knew we were going to be buying just a bunch of stuff and we needed the space to be able to bring back things. So,
is stuff cheaper or more expensive?
Well, the Japanese yen is, or the U.S. dollar is particularly strong against the yen right now. I think it's like the best exchange rate, most favorable exchange rate that they've had in years. And so,
meaning it's better to go from America to Japan?
Yes, exactly. Mm. Things are technically cheaper because the exchange rate is so good.
So you got us good, expensive stuff?
Well,
maybe.
We're so excited.
All right, so I'm having trouble figuring out the order that I want to do this in, but I'm going to go with a heavy-hitting one first, okay? Mikey, this one's for you, all right?
No way. Get out of town. Okay. Give it to me.
So I know that you and Trin have told me that you have started to collect Pokemon cards.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I found my old book as a child.
Exactly. You found it. You started looking at, you know, streams and content creators of people ripping packs and collecting and making their whole thing. And so
I've been ripping packs, baby.
Right.
Mm.
And so I went to several Pokemon stores while I was there. I had to hit up every single one in every little place that I was in.
You just go into a gas station and it's like, instead of like whatever little huddle house they have there, they just have a Pokemon store.
I mean, it almost feels like that. I mean, there's Pokemon branded everything there, like wherever you go, literally at the 7-Elevens and wherever you can find Pokemon related stuff. But these are like Pokemon exclusive stores and they have a lot of Japanese exclusive stuff. So first of all, to start your collection, there are these things that you have to use to protect your cards as you collect.
So gloves.
First and foremost, mm-hmm. I got you a pack of very exclusive sleeves for your cards.
Ooh,
this one has Pikachu and Ditto on it. These are super cool. I've never
Let's
seen
Let's go.
Really Pokemon amazing. Condoms.
Thank you, sir.
Another Japanese exclusive that I got at one of the Pokemon centers is this particular Pikachu, which,
Ooh,
as
so
you can tell,
cute.
Holds a singular card.
He will hold my most valuable card.
Oh, my God.
Well, dude, I have news for you. Because
Stop.
I want to start your collection off, okay? And I got you a very, very rare. This is the number one top chase card from the series of cards called Prismatic Evolutions.
Yeah.
It is the Umbreon SIR, Special Illustration Rare. This thing is actually, it retails for like $350.
What?
And
the
it
hell?
Would be an honor for me to gift this to you so that you can display it and start your new collection with this Pikachu.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's too much money.
Wait, I have to tell Kyle. Kyle has to know about this.
Tell him later. Tell him later.
So Jackson got Mikey.
We're reporting.
He got him an Umbreon Pokemon.
But wait, there's more. I know cards are very hard to come by these days, and they're really expensive unless you can find them at MSRP, which is really rare. So I went and I got you all of these unopened packs that are Japanese, perfectly sealed packs for you.
I am speechless. I am so speechless.
I am honored to be part of the intro to your new Pokemon collecting journey, and there it is.
Wow.
Wow.
This is insane.
I'll buy you dinner.
You started off really hot, so don't expect everyone's gifts to be as good. I just was really, really excited to show you that.
That is incredible.
I was about to say, I can't even fathom what you're going to get me.
All right, Mikey, another really small one for you. I'm just picking up stuff off my desk as they come by me.
What do you got?
I know you're a fan of cars, so I got you this little Luigi figurine. Hey. Forest, the guy who changes tires. Very cute, right?
Hey, he's going to go perfect on my racetrack.
And look at you, perfect for your shelf behind you, but even better for your shelf behind you is something. Actually, you know what? Let's go to Abby again. Abby.
I got multiple gifts.
Cats are very popular in Japan.
Weirdest for last.
You have told me and disclosed something kind of private, and I hope that you're okay with me disclosing this on the podcast here, you have recently gotten into anime.
What? Do not expose.
Wait.
Would you like to tell the people which anime you have been watching?
Oh my god, I'm so excited. It's a weird one.
I am so mad at you right now.
Oh my god.
I don't want to butcher the pronounce. I'm pretty sure it's Dandadan.
You're watching Dandadan?
Abby Murphy is watching anime and she is watching Dandadan. And one of the really cool parts about Japan that I frequented while I was there was their arcades are actually incredible. Okay. So when you go to these arcades, it's not like you're playing the game, like they have like the racing games and all that other stuff. But the biggest thing that people love to do there are claw machines. And the top ticket items that you can get in these claw machines are these figurines, and you have to like knock the box off of these little ledges in order for you to win these. So my siblings, my fiance, we frequented these basically every night because they were so much fun. And look what I won for you.
That's so cute.
It absolutely is Maneki Neko, and also it doubles as a piggy bank.
It's so good.
This is for everyone that's just listening to audio. It looks like a lucky cat, but yeah, it's a character very known for the anime Dandadan.
I'm going to keep it on my kitchen counter, and then I'm going to save up for my own trip to Japan by putting little quarters in it.
That's what you should absolutely do. Now, Mikey, in a weird twist of events, has also told me that he has been reliving a lot of childhood stuff, and you recently started watching Dragon Ball Z, and
I
so
did.
I was at the claw machine. I also won you this.
Oh, no way!
Goku!
Orange.
It is Goku. He is extremely detailed. This took me an undisclosed amount of money for me to win. Don't ask me how much it cost, because it probably rivals the special Umbreon that I got you as well.
Yeah, dude, that'll go right above my head here. That's beautiful. You're a good man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sorry, I'm sifting through a ton of shit on my desk right now, and Goku's armor just fell off. And last but not least, Mikey.
Yes.
Your favorite character of all time. And by all time, I mean in the last 2 months since you started reading this. I got you.
No.
A very special edition.
Come on.
From the world-renowned manga, My Dress Up Darling.
No
Shut
way.
Up. Shut up.
Let's get her.
That's what I'm talking about.
See, this is why the boys want to go to Japan.
Yes, this is absolutely one of the reasons why the boys want to go to Japan, because this one also cost me an undisclosed amount of money to win from a claw machine.
I think I got the big ticket items there.
It looks like a mixture between Jessica Rabbit and also the Fragile statue from A Christmas Story.
Yes, it is. That is a really good description of it, honestly. The fishnet leggings. Yes, absolutely. And therein lies my gifts from Japan.
That's
so awesome.
Thank you, Jackson.
Jackson, what was your favorite? What was your favorite part of going to Japan? Like, I know this is like a bucket list trip. You went with your fiance. Like, what's the one thing you're going to remember 10 years from now about Japan?
Honestly, it's the convenience of everything. Like, being able to walk around the street and like, I feel like in Atlanta it is a good example of this. If you were to walk around in Midtown and just pop into some random bar or restaurant, there's like a 75% chance it's going to suck. Whereas,
disagree, but whatever.
We'll call it 50-50.
Maybe 25-75.
Go back to Japan if you don't like it.
In Japan, when you walk around and you enter any random old place, it's like the best food you've ever had in your entire life. I loved the convenience of everything. Like, trying to look up a restaurant and then, like, looking it up on my map and it's like, oh, this is literally, like, a 5-minute walk. Or their subway system, their train system is incredibly efficient and you can get anywhere through that. So, like, maybe you have to jump on a train for 15 minutes and everything's right there. There's no sense in having a car. You just, everything's there for you. It's honestly great.
That's awesome. What are we doing next? Well, I'm glad you had fun.
I know I was late, but I didn't think I was that late. Why is everyone being so mean to me?
And are you pregnant?
This is Rachel, you guys. You're being really funny.
Don't ask if she's pregnant. That's pretty fucked up.
I know.
Allowed to say that?
I'm getting chubbier again. That's all.
I'm sorry. This is where I disclose that was all a joke. None of those gifts were actually for them.
Okay, I didn't want any of that junk. Just for the record, I don't know any of that stuff. That was crazy. You made me be like, thanks, hey. My little darling.
Shout out to our improv skills, though.
No, literally. I was like, Abby's watching Dan to Dan? Are you fucking kidding me? That's your intro anime? Mike is reading my dress up, darling. More believable. But
I was watching Rebecca's face that whole time, and it was so much excitement for what she was about to get, and then she was like heartbroken whenever he said gifts are done.
Oh my god! My heart rate started going. I'm sweating right now. That was very upsetting to me personally.
It had to be done.
It was like a full on. Acting class 5 minutes before you got on. Like I practiced like the 5 stages of grief for, oh my god, is that Maniki Neko? Oh my god, it's Maniki Neko. Oh my god, it's Maniki Neko.
The idea that you would buy that many packs for Mikey specifically.
That was a good one.
Oh my god. I'm speechless at just the idea.
Well, The best part about this whole thing is, Rebecca, you're the only one that I actually got a gift for while I was there.
Yay!
So I genuinely got you a Japanese exclusive Samiski collectible. It's a keychain. It's not like a regular one. So I will give
That's
this
so
to you
cute.
Next time I see you.
I think she wants the Pokemon Arigato. Cards.
Where's my J-pop cameo, okay?
I'm sorry. Thank you all for indulging me on that.
Where's my cameo from Goku?
God.
All right, well,
the 20-minute payoff.
Jackson thought that a big old trip to Japan would be worth his money, and it turns out that it was. But people on social media are exchanging their ideas of what they think is actually worth the money.
This is a trend where people literally have just been saying, these are the 3 or 5 things that I think are absolutely worth the money. And
is the top, yeah.
A random bunch of things.
The top 5 things that people believe are worth their money.
The weirdest thing, though, is I tried to find an example for Jackson and Mikey, who probably don't see this on their For You page all the time, just to see what these TikToks are like. Because when they come on my For You page, these girls are just spouting nonsense. They're saying words that don't actually exist in the human dictionary. They're
this trend has hit my pages, too.
Why?
I've seen a lot of
Why
stuff.
Did it hit your pages?
To be fair, I've always been in the camp of...
On the makeup side of TikTok.
No, yeah. Not makeup. I've always been in the camp of buy it nice or buy it twice. So it's better to just spend a little bit more money on the thing that you actually want that's better quality than for you to get the cheaper version and ending up having to get another one down the road.
I'm on the opposite side of that.
You are totally
I'll
on
buy
the
cheapest thing that they sell.
Exactly. So I've been very much plugged into this part of the algorithm.
But the video you guys sent was just like, what I would spend money on? Lip balm. Lipstick. It's like, okay. So yeah, I've never been exposed to these videos.
It's a lot of beauty products. It's a lot of like premium subscriptions to like gyms called like muscle cunt and turmeric macchiatos at places you can't pronounce and hair raspberry creatinine and things like that that I've just never heard of. But I thought it, well, actually, I didn't come up with this, but someone in the notes thought it would be good if we provided what we think is actually worth the money. So I can start off. I think one of the best things you can purchase for yourself is a good VPN. I think having a VPN, people don't think about it. They don't think about it a lot, but having a VPN so that you have privacy and also so you can access like whatever you want.
This is not an ad. This sounds like an ad. I'm sorry. We got to stop right there. This is no in no way an ad.
Rebecca's like, please
watch all the weird porn
without having to show your ID. Rebecca's like, the government is not getting my ID just because I want to watch anime porn.
Yes. No, my hentai is between me and God, okay? So that's why I choose NordVPN. No, it's because I want to watch...
Brought to you by Bravado.
No, I want to watch Love Island in the UK, and I want to be able to watch like whatever movie I want. So VPNs are very helpful in that regard. So I really recommend them.
I've got one that's kind of semi-related to that. And I've actually seen this on one of the videos that got put out to me, but YouTube Premium is the best subscription that I own to date. Genuinely.
That's crazy.
I'll never do it.
It's probably crazy. I mean, like, for me, it's even more worth it because YouTube is my number one consumed media that I have over Netflix and all the other streaming services. And so
what are you watching on YouTube?
I have like my list of 30 to 50 subscriptions that I just keep up with like literally on a day-to-day basis. And I watch like the majority of my content is consumed on YouTube. And so
I watch
to be
a
able
ton
to go
of
ad-free.
Yeah, I watch a ton of it too. But the way I look at it is I am making money by watching these ads to not be paying to not watch these ads. So really, I'm making money.
You're not making money. You're just not losing money.
That's making money, baby, in my book. That's making money.
Okay.
Well, I kind of have a technological one, if that's the route we're going down.
Hey,
so, like, 2 months ago, I quit my job, and I had to give back my work computer, which I was secretly using as my main computer. I had to buy a computer. That's not what's worth the money. I was furious. I did not want this computer. I was really upset about it. Until last week, I discovered this game called Leaf It Alone, where you pick up, you start with no tools, you have to pick up the leaves, and then once you go really far into the game, you can get a rake and you can rake the leaves, then you can build your way up to a leaf blower. I beat the game in 5 hours, and that the game was worth it, the computer was not.
Mikey, there is a whole subgenre of games that I would love to introduce you to.
There's one where you're digging a hole. I'm going to play the dig in the hole one next.
There's one where you chop trees.
I'm really excited about this stuff.
This is a big gaming niche that people are
into. And I don't have a mouse, so it makes it extremely difficult. So I'm playing hard mode. I'm playing on the trackpad.
The Japanese exclusive mouse that I got you from Japan.
Get out of here.
As seen on Dandadan. So for me, what I find to be worth it is ordering ahead and purchasing fast casual dining for my meals. Now, this sounds expensive in hindsight, but as a single person, purchasing groceries that are inevitably going to go bad is so expensive that for me to just go ahead and like buy a $10 Chipotle bowl for lunch is saving me so much money. And the food quality is way better than like the frozen meals I would have racked up at home.
Do you deliver, what percentage of your meals do you deliver?
I don't deliver any of my meals. I just like order ahead. I just like order ahead.
Okay.
To, like,
what
Chipotle.
Percentage of your meals do you not, is it, are you 100% non-groceries, no cooking?
I would say it's like 50%. Like I'm leaving the office and I'm going to Chipotle, or I'm going to like a Qdoba, or I'm going to a Tzatziki's.
What about the diarrhea lettuce?
I'm praying.
Get the bacteria.
I am praying I get that parasite. Hey, then think about how much.
Wouldn't change anything.
I'm gonna save on groceries. Because I'm not going to be able to eat anything. I'm going to get so snatched before Italy. And I can finally stop spending money on Miralax, okay?
my God. The Paris lights.
Something's amiss digestion wise, and it's the opposite of the parasite.
Have you guys actually stopped eating lettuce?
No.
I'm eating more lettuce than usual.
I believe that for you.
Speed running diarrhea. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, my second one was also YouTube Premium, so I got to knock that off the list. Ooh. I used to be in y'all's camp. I was like, I'm never going to buy ad-free YouTube. That is ridiculous. But it has significantly increased my quality of life. Like,
you can never go back now. You're lost.
No. Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, for sure. It's a slippery slope.
I was worn down by how much they advertise it to you constantly. And finally, me and Kyle just watched so many YouTube videos that it just made sense. But I'm going to pivot and I'm going to say there is an industry that a lot of people don't think about that I have now fully subscribed to. And that industry is Big Mirror. And I am a proponent of Big Mirror in apartment. And they're expensive. And I'll tell you, put a big mirror, a giant ass mirror, in your ceiling, on the floor, in your entryway, put it in your living room, and it will yes, it will change your apartment, okay? Buy a big ass mirror. You will thank me.
My next one is Chipotle guac. 100% worth it, 100% of the time.
Agreed.
I feel like my Chipotle experience is incomplete without it, and I will always purchase the guac at Chipotle.
And it's a good source of healthy fats.
That it is.
Avo.
All right, this actually wasn't on my list, but whenever I was in, I guess, 7th or 8th grade, before the hoverboards had hit the market, I went on a website called Alibaba, and I ordered the fanciest hoverboard you've ever seen. It had bigger wheels than anybody. I think it was 3-inch wheels or something. And it had LED lights, strips over it, and Bluetooth speakers. I was the coolest cat in town. Took it to Nashville. Nobody'd ever seen anything like it in their life. They're like, we're in the future, man. And yeah, it got me a lot of friends. It was a hell of a... what do you call it? Purchase.
Did it break? Because I used to have one of those, and I loved having it in my apartment.
Yeah, it didn't charge because I didn't use it for like 2 years. It fade away at some point, but it's worth it for a while.
I loved having mine in my apartment because that's how I would go and take out the trash because our trash chute was like way far away from our unit, so I would just hold the trash bags and use that.
Dude, I bet you had one of those bitch-ass Walmart hoverboards. You don't even know what you're talking about, man.
It was great. And I loved it. And then someone stepped on the middle and snapped it in half.
Okay, for me, the next thing that's worth the money is going to a holistic practitioner who will run all the tests in the world on you. If you go to like a normal GP, a normal general practitioner, they just run the bare minimum and they're like, she's not dead. Sounds good. Whereas if you go to a holistic practitioner, you can get the tests usually covered by insurance. But the actual visit will cost you money out of pocket, but it is well worth the money to know what's going on with yourself on a full scale.
What are the holistic tests like? Like hitting you with a tree branch?
Did that hurt?
That hurt?
I wish. It'd probably be less painful than getting that that phlebotomist needle up your elbow. Oh my God, those are horrifying.
Up your what?
Like, you
up
know,
your bow.
The IV when you have to get blood taken.
Yeah. Yeah, phlebotomists are
biggest.
Scary.
They're very scary. But it is nice to get a full, especially like as a lady, getting the full hormone panel where they like tell you what's going on and they're like, you're probably okay or you might not be okay. You don't know.
How much does one of these run you if insurance doesn't cover it?
I think per visit, it's like $350.
Okay.
Which is not cheap. I'm not coming on here and saying it's cheap. I'm just saying if you do it like once every couple of years, I feel like it's about the same price as seeing a GP every year. And the GP doesn't do anything. They're just like, whatever. You're not a lot. You're not dead.
Does it come with a palm reading?
Tarot cards in the lobby?
I wish. Honestly, I would add that as like a bonus.
Okay. My Owala is just a given. But see, now the issue is they only have gay colors except for just black. I got a just black one. But have you ever ran into that issue? They only make like the most colorful colors.
Please sell
gay
me on
colors.
The, please sell me on the Owala water bottle, because I would think you, of all people, Mikey, would be the last person on earth to spend like $40 on a water bottle.
It wasn't that much. And no, I'm huge, huge, huge on water bottles. I used to have this yellow one and then I lost it. But after that, I was trying to track down that same water bottle. They just don't make them like they used to. And with this thing, I have one complaint. The straw attachment thing, get that out of there. Just make it a hole to drink out of. That's all you need.
No, that's the best part. Is you have the optionality of how to drink out of it.
Forget about the straw. But it's a damn cold water bottle, and it's damn good. How's that for an ad?
I agree. I love Owala.
And it's humongous. Since then, I got the biggest one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the best water bottle that exists.
I don't go anywhere without water, so I have to invest in my water bottle.
I like my Hydro Flask. I'm a Hydro Flask girlista.
2000 and late.
I know.
Loser.
Katie used to make fun of me for bringing my water bottle to the bar that we would frequent. Because she was like, they serve you water. And I was like, you never know. You just never know. You got to always have it on you.
Rebecca is like me in that. You always walk with your water bottle. I do too. If I'm like walking out to take the trash out, I'm taking my water bottle. Something can happen.
Oh. Always have water. And I used to have a million stickers on mine. And Lindsay, the bartender from Blue Moon, shout out her, gave me the most evil and conniving read I've ever heard in my life. Because I brought my water bottle to the bar. Katie said, why did you do that? And Lindsay said, because who else is going to know that she has a personality with her water bottle stickers?
That's good.
It turns that keeps me up. Emotional support water bottle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sad to lose, too.
All right, my final one is therapy. It's important, and it's expensive.
Waste of money.
And I haven't done it in a long time, and I've felt a difference.
That's fitting, because mine was also therapy, and I have done it in like a year and a half. So.
Oh my God, are you just copying? Are you guys just copying each other? You're supposed to be original.
Me and Jackson, we're mind melding over here.
Yes, we are.
Let's get you guys on some meds. What do you say?
Well, I've got those two, and let me tell you, it's not enough.
Here's one that nobody will relate to. There's a game called Idle One on a telephone, and it's just numbers. And the numbers are going up, and you got to get your numbers up, and you got to click those buttons. There's a little line delivering numbers. And I was stuck on the first level for 2 years. 2 years until I spent 99 cents to get one infinite upgrade, and it changed my life. I beat the game. Once you beat the game, it says, stop wasting your time, get off this app. I didn't. I kept playing. Now I can beat a level in like 30 minutes. So how's that for a good spending money?
Do y'all spend money like on games, like in-app purchases? Like
no.
If you had a Candy Crush level or something
no.
like that?
This was my one exception. This is the only time I'll do it. I won't give these sons of bitches any money.
This is honestly a good one that I should have written down. Is like, I won't pay money for like the extra single life, but if there is like a $4.99 for unlimited plays and ad free, I'll do that.
When I was in college, there was a game called Kim Kardashian Hollywood.
I used to play the hell out of that game. I'm not kidding. I used to love that game.
I would sit there during lectures, and I wish I could like go to heaven and ask God how much money I spent on Kim Kardashian Hollywood, because I'm afraid of how much it would be. The balance sheet, I think it's up there, honestly.
Rebecca, you don't have to go to God. You can go to Wells Fargo and they'll tell you.
Yeah, you're right.
Go to the App Store. Right.
You can go to Bank of America.
Under $500.
Over for sure.
What? I don't even know what you can spend money on in that game. I don't know why I was playing that game, but it was a good game.
You don't
game.
Have to justify.
That's crazy.
We all know why you were there.
I was making my dream Kardashian.
Okay, the last thing for me that I think is worth the money is I do like to find the most bougie, expensive eyebrow person in whatever city I can find, because the way your eyebrows look totally changes the way your face looks. And I think it is so worth it to find somebody who knows what the hell they're doing, because most people don't know what they're doing.
I agree with that. Of course you do, Mikey. Of course you do. But I agree. But I think you get it done once. You like how it looks, and then you learn how to pluck it yourself in that manner and that semblance.
See, I disagree. No. It's worth it. It's worth it for somebody else to look at your face and go, I'm going to make you pretty today. And you always feel more beautiful afterwards.
Do you think that's something that men should be doing?
Eyebrows?
Because you're saying it makes a huge difference. And so, but it's only women that get their eyebrows done. And I feel like eyebrows are an important part of the face. And so how come more men don't do that?
I think it's because when I see a man with like a very sculpted eyebrow, I immediately put him in the feminine category. Like I put him as one of the girlies. I'm like, oh, he gets his eyebrows done. He's like one of us.
Yeah, okay, I'm glad you said that. I thought you were going to be like, yeah, they should do that. And I'd be like, if someone told you they did that on a date, you'd punch him in the face.
Well, like, you don't want a guy with a unibrow.
Let's just say hate
like,
crime.
You don't want a guy with a unibrow, but I don't necessarily want him to have, like, a full laminated fluffy brow with an arch. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Laminated down. There is a line. There's a line between, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want him getting microbladed eyebrows. But I mean, I dated a guy once who was like, can you groom my eyebrows for me? I'm like, no, there's women for that. There's men for that. You can pay someone to make you look pretty.
My bodyguard, I never leave home without him. Got me out a lot of scuffles, and he's worth every penny.
You're just that
come on, guys.
Commodity on the streets these days.
I'm big time.
Yeah.
And you're not going to tell us his name?
Jerry.
Love him. Yes. Love him.
Is that satisfying for you?
That's good enough. That's fine.
Well, those are the three things for all of us that we believe is worth spending a little extra money for. We all like to invest in certain things. For me, it's the eyebrows and blood tests. And for Mikey, it's games. And Rebecca just spent a crap ton of money on something. And how are you feeling about it?
Not good.
Well, it didn't make her list, so I'm assuming it's not a good purchase.
It's not on
there. No, I am not someone you'd consider to be fiscally responsible. I feel like I finally kind of got a better grasp of my finances when I turned 31, and I'm 32 now, so it's been a very brief amount of time that I've had the handle on money and where I should be spending it. I've been trying to audit my subscriptions for like 7 years, and I just have never done it, so... Sometimes I spend money on stupid things that I should not be spending money on. Before I tell you guys what I accidentally spent money on and how much, I just want to know if off the top of your head, there's anything that you've spent like a significant amount of money on that you absolutely regret that was so stupid.
Oh.
I mean, I wouldn't say regret it, but I have spent an astronomical amount of money on Fortnite skins.
Oh my gosh.
That's just Kim Kardashian in Hollywood. That's the same.
Yeah, which is why it was hard for me to judge about that because I've spent a lot of money on skins. But I don't regret it, but was it a great use of money? Absolutely not.
I bought a drum set off of Craigslist for $200 when I was a kid, and turns out I have no rhythm whatsoever. So that sucks.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one time I went to London on a whim?
Yeah.
How much did that run you?
It wasn't cheap.
Oh, fun. I mean, okay. That's an experience.
It cost me a lot, Mikey.
Well, more in the emotional damage department than the financial, I think.
For the folks back home, you went to London chasing love, and love was not found.
Yeah? I think I was just chasing a good time, I think. And it was,
you were chasing feeling something.
I was chasing feeling something. I think that's what I was going after. I was like, oh my God, I have to fly across the world for a man to pay attention to me. I'll do it.
Well, you all bought things that you wanted, and maybe it didn't work out exactly the way you wanted it to, but that's not what happened to me, and I'm going to tell you what happened. I just realized that you could turn on like credit card notifications that tells you when you are spending on your credit card or when you make a transaction, and it's been very helpful to me for budgeting. Every time I use my credit card or like a Peacock comes in or Hulu, I'm like, oh, there it is. Okay, that's how much I'm spending.
You're paying for Peacock?
I'm paying for Peacock. I love Love Island USA. It's like my whole personality now. I'm in Alaska on a beautiful hike out in the nature, and I get a notification on my phone, and I say, what the absolute hell is this? It It was, I was, at first I was like, is this like something from my apartment? Is this like some sort of rental thing that I missed? Is this like a security thing? I had no idea what it was. And I realized very quickly that I was pretty, not famous, but you guys made fun of me on the Burt Show for being a little bit of a producer. I would pre-produce my bits quite a lot, and I would build them out, like write them out, basically, like little written stand-up bits, and have like interactive things that would happen occasionally.
She would add like jingles to her like talking.
Sound yes. effects. Just, yes, the whole works. And then meanwhile, Mikey and I are like 2 minutes before we're going on, like, what the fuck are we talking about?
I'm on the air.
Yes, I would have sound effects. I would produce jingles. I would make like little interactive things online just to try to zhuzh up my content. And that didn't always, you know, I didn't always have that just at hand. So I signed up for a lot of free subscriptions and free trials for certain things online. And one of those things was Quizmaker.com. I signed up for this online site that helps you make free quizzes so that I could make a quiz for the Burt Show. And I don't remember if you probably don't even remember this, Abby, but it was literally like, what is your like reality TV personality? I made you all go through each like question to see what reality TV personality you were. And I
you also did a fun quiz. You also did a fun quiz every time we went on a girls trip. You'd be like, what girl on the girls trip were you in like Greece or, yes. or in Ireland?
And each time I would make a quiz, I would sign up with a new email and I would start a new free trial. And I would, for a bit that probably was so fucking dumb that no one remembers and was like probably not that great. And I would cry to Jackson.
You were BuzzFeed.
I was BuzzFeed.
She is BuzzFeed.
I was BuzzFeed. I was the Burt Show BuzzFeed for sure. Well, turns out I didn't cancel that last free trial. And I've been paying for Quizmaker.com for 2 years. The annual fee for Quizmaker.com, can you guess how much that is?
It's got to be just like $20.
$100?
$60.
I feel like it's $100.
I've been giving that stupid scammy quiz website $336 every year for 2 years.
How is
how
that
have
even
you not
possible?
Noticed this?
They charge $336 a year?
$336 a year?
I guess the whole point is to get suckers like yourself because nobody's going to pay that.
Oh my God. Is it one of those things where you sign up for the 1 month free trial and then it automatically bills you afterwards?
Yes, 100%. I definitely like inputted all my information, was like, okay, I'm going to cancel it as soon as this bit is over. And then I forgot to cancel it, noticed myself being charged. And now I've spent upwards of like $600, $700 on this stupid app.
Yeah.
So I'm starting a GoFundMe now. like, the listeners of Personality Hire can contribute to help me recoup some of the costs.
What even is that monthly? Mistake. 336 divided by 12 is $28 a month.
That's insane.
Crazy. That's so much.
That's more than any like streaming service or surround like a streaming service, I guess.
For like the top tier one with the family plan and no ads and 4K.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So probably one of the dumbest things I've ever spent money on, like up there, I think, like one or two.
It's also crazy that you were, it was a free trial. So you were not spending money for your job. I would never spend pocket money for a job.
Oh, I used to for the Burt Show. Yeah, I would.
You used to spend money for your job?
Yes. If there was like
I need that kaboom sound effect.
I need the royalty free version of wow.
I lived and died at my bit. Okay. I was very passionate about it. And now it's cost me dearly.
Golly.
So just make sure you're always checking that your subscriptions are canceled and that you are not paying out the ass for something that you're not using.
See, this sounds like, this one sounds like an ad for, what is it, Rocket Money
Rocket
or whatever?
Money. That's supposed to...
Whenever she started it, it sounded like another ad. You speak an ad.
I'm kind of speaking an ad.
Come on.
Rocket Money, I need a free subscription. Can I get a free subscription? Rocket Money.
And I need cash now. Call J.G. Wentworth. 877 cash now.
Hold on. All right. Cut this out if Rocket Money ever reaches out. But are you paying for a subscription for a thing to tell you what your subscriptions are?
There is a premium version of Rocket Money that, yes.
Sons of bitches. They're just right in there with the rest of them in the pyramid.
Yeah, I know. It's like, do you want to cancel this subscription, but you don't know what subscription it is because you have to pay for our subscription or our fantasy subscription?
That's crazy.
I'll pay for it, whatever.
Yeah, we're good guys over there. They're cool.
Personal friends of mine.
Well, Rebecca, I'm so sorry to hear that you gave $752 to the quiz gods. But I think
I just know it's one guy, and I'm just happy that I like made his year a little brighter.
Do you think you're the only person on earth who is subscribed to MakeYourQuiz.com, or are there others? Is there a community? Is there a Reddit page we can find other?
It's a support group of people who were swindled just like.
Here's a silver lining. You probably bought his kids some shoes. Like stuff really happened from that $700.
He needed a flight somewhere to go visit his ailing grandparents. And it's all because of you, Rebecca. So shout out to you.
All right. Thanks, guys. You've made me feel a little bit better about this.
As always, you can tune into the Personality Hires podcast every single Wednesday and send us all your hot office gossip to personalityhirespodcast@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram, Personality Hires Podcast. We'll circle back next week.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Pioneer.